Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning, we are speaking to PhD candidate Alejandra Manuel, who is studying in the School of Population Health, Medical and Health Science at the University of Auckland, looking at the experiences of hearing loss and hearing services among older Māori and whānau. Kia ora, Alejandra. How are you?
I've been okay. Hope you're doing well in this really
weird
time too.
Yeah, it is a strange time, isn't it? Hey, it is great to be able to speak to you though. Tell us a bit about your research. You're looking at hearing loss, particularly for Māori whānau. How did you get interested in this?
I was working as an audiologist until Australia. An associate professor, Grant Fitzgerald, sent me an email asking if I had any interest to do a PhD looking at hearing aid settings and cognition here at the University of Auckland, called the CogniAid study. And he forwarded me the details to apply for a Brain Research New Zealand scholarship. Thanks to BRNZ and my supervisors, Grant Fitzgerald and Melina Curtis, it was not only an opportunity to do a PhD, but also an opportunity to come back home, to be with my whānau, connect back to my roots and do something for our peeps who may be suffering from hearing tinnitus, cognitive or balance problems.
So,
and I have whānau members who have hearing loss, and I know the inequities that lie within the system, so it was definitely an opportunity to do more in this space.
That's something I'm really interested in, as you said, the inequities that lie within the system. Was that something that was interesting to you from the outset? Did you kind of expect to find some of those outcomes, or was that a surprise to you when you were doing your research?
I guess for many other conditions, I knew there was a high prevalence of hearing loss, but I didn't know how much. We don't have much data out there. But what the surveys, New Zealand surveys, are saying that there is a high prevalence of self-reported hearing loss. So this is self-reported, not diagnosed. We don't
right.
have those rates at the moment. But we have poorer access to hearing technology than non-Māori, and that's the sort of statistics I didn't know, that we had poorer access to hearing technology. Yeah.
So what kind of research have you been doing? Have you been conducting interviews with people, or is it more sort of quantitative? How does your research work in the real world, I guess? How do you collect it?
Yeah, so in terms of the experiences of hearing loss, I really wanted to focus on getting the voices of our kaumātua and kuia and our whānau here in Tāmaki Makaurau. So I've done several whānau interviews with older Māori and whānau, as well as focus groups with Māori health professionals and hearing health care professionals who practice here in Auckland. So I really wanted to get, I guess, everyone who's part of the system, I wanted to hear everybody's voice within it and what their perspectives on it were.
And what kind of feedback have you got from the people you've been talking to? What are some of the, I guess, prevailing themes that come through?
Yeah, well, at the moment I'm still analysing the data, so there aren't any findings that are set in stone, but one of the main things that is starting to come out from the kōrero is that hearing loss is frustrating for our kaumātua and kuia. And just like it's mentioned in Te Tiriti or Waitangi, where half of the taonga for Māori, hearing is also recognised as a taonga to our kaumātua and kuia. So listening to waiata, karakia, hearing the mokopuna talk to them, those are the sort of moments that they love and are missing out on with a hearing loss, so it can be very isolating and lonely. And this can have many impacts on, I guess, many things, including their well-being.
I don't know, I was just going to say, and so what happens next? Like, when you get this, I mean, that's quite heartbreaking stuff to hear from kaumātua and kuia. What do you sort of hope that this research will be able to do? Because I can imagine, you know, listening to these stories, you'd be feeling very much like you want something to change there.
Oh, for sure. I guess in regards to hearing services, when I talked to whānau, they reported both positives and negatives, and for many it came down to the trust and connection they had with their health professionals and the environment. The audiology clinic and sound booths it's a very unfamiliar setting, but when professionals listened and showed manaaki and respect for kaumātua and kuia, it felt a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
And it also came down to whether they were provided with the tools and knew where to go to and who to go to. So we need a lot more information about how to access these services and how we can make a more culturally appropriate service as well.
So is this the next step for your research, I guess, is kind of helping inform some of that potential policy or changes within DHBs and things? Is that where you see this going?
Oh, definitely. Tomorrow is the launch of the World Health Organization's World Hearing Report, and it has the message for hearing care for all. And I think in response to this, we need more Kaupapa Māori research to develop appropriate policies for equitable hearing services. I think what is interesting, what I'm finding from this research, is that there has been little research in looking into hearing loss among Māori, and the research has been done using Western thought processes and ideologies. Mm. And never have we used Indigenous theory and methodologies to encompass a research project for Indigenous peoples within this area. So this one will be the first type of a Māori project done within the audiology discipline, but it's certainly not the last. So at the moment I'm working for the Aotea Moore Centre as the Māori Research Coordinator, mm-hmm. and we're supporting two other type of a Māori research projects that are focused on learning how to improve the hearing health system for our tamariki and our whānau. We're building and creating those relationships with Māori communities and working with them to build those solutions. And I think these projects recognise that we need Māori seats at the table to ensure Māori decisions are included at all levels and that te tiriti or waitangi is upheld.
Absolutely.
I mean, if there aren't any seats at the table, if there's no partnership, we're not going to provide equitable hearing services at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do have a long, long way to go, but I think from working together and getting outside of our clinics to advocate for change with the current system, we can provide equitable hearing services.
Well, it sounds like really important research that you're doing, and awesome that, I mean, not great that it's taken, I guess, a long time for us to get this understanding of how this is affecting our kaumātua and kuia, but fantastic that this research is being done now, and hopefully we can see some really positive outcomes from it. So thank you so much for speaking to us this morning, Alejandra. It's
it's
been awesome to chat to you. Take care in level
thank
3. Ka kite.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
And thank you.